On July 17th, my wife Anita and I celebrated our 60th wedding anniversary in Macanda. To help us celebrate, the Peterson Bunch, both our kids and grandkids, came from near as Carbondale and as far away as California and South Carolina. We had a great time and expect that one of these days we'll recover from all the trips to wineries, pizza parlors, and a variety of entertainment centers, ranging from Castle Perilous to Pirate Pete's. Our daughter Anne knows that I'm a great fan of Roger Angel, a longtime fiction editor and contributor to The New Yorker, and the only writer elected to both the Writers' Wing of the Baseball Hall of Fame and the American Academy of Arts and Letters. So while she was visiting her daughter Adrian in New York recently, she bought This Old Man, Angel's 10th and last book, and brought it with her to give to her aging father. This Old Man is a wonderful collection of essays, stories, letters, light verse, book reviews, and farewells. But the most remarkable piece of writing is the essay, written when Angel was 93, that gives the book its title. It's a deeply personal account of what it's like to be old.
In 2012, my wonderful wife of 48 years, Carolyn, I thought everything was over, but we go on and we take these terrible losses and somehow persist, and life goes on inside us, and we want to be connected, and we want love and intimacy and romance and friendship like everybody else. And it's a great story. It's, I mean, this is just, we've just recently in our times have begun to realize that old people are sensual and romantic and happy to be here and doing the best they can.
The essay resonated with me because at the age of 86, I clearly qualify as an old man. For my recent birthday, Anita gave me a card that read, "You're the man." When I opened the card, it read, "The old man." Angel begins This Old Man by declaring, "I'm 93 and I'm feeling great. Well, pretty great, unless I've forgotten to take a couple of Tylenols in the last couple of hours." He goes on to list the reasons that he needs a Tylenol, beginning with crippling arthritis and the nerve damage suffered from a bout of shingles, both of which I've had the pleasure of enduring. I've managed to escape Roger Angel's macular degeneration and his arterial stents, but I do have failing eyesight, as well as a loss of hearing. And even though I haven't had heart problems, I did suffer a slight stroke. I don't take Tylenol, but I have to admit that Anita will slip me a couple of ibuprofen when I complain too much about my aches and pains. I also have to admit that, like Roger Angel, I'm getting shorter and shorter. When I retired, I had to take a mandatory physical. At one point, the nurse asked me how tall I was. When I told her, she said, "Not anymore." In This Old Man, Roger Angel discusses the mental decline and emotional loss that come with old age. The problem for those of us who qualify as elderly is that memory loss keeps the dread of dementia, of losing the memories of our past, ever present. But the memories we do retain are often of lost family, friends, and colleagues. Angel notes that the old professor, Yankee manager Casey Stengel, at the age of 75, once said, "Most of the people my age is dead. You can look it up." I read the daily obituary in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette to look for the loss of another baseball buddy. Besides myself, there's only two other remaining members of my old team left. I also read the obituaries in our local papers. At last count, I've lost over 30 colleagues since I began teaching at SIU's Department of English in 1969. I've reached the age where even my students are turning up in obituaries. One of my saddest losses came a few years ago when Roger Angel died at the age of 101. We never met, but we talked on the telephone when I wanted to reprint two of his New Yorker essays for the Pirates Reader and the St. Louis Baseball Reader. He generously gave me permission, but what I remember most is listening to him talk baseball. No one loved baseball more or wrote more eloquently about America's game than Roger Angel, even when he was an old man. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.